Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner have decided to send Ellie Connors, the little girl who escaped from the state home for girls a week ago, to Wisconsin to stay with Lum's aunt. Inasmuch as the state police are still searching for the girl, this is risky business. However, the old fellows have managed to get her as far as the county seat. And that is where we find the three of them now, just coming out of a store.
Come on, we better get over across the street to the depot.
Gee, that was a nice store, wasn't it? They had such pretty things in there. How does my new hat look?
Oh, it just makes you look prettier than a speckled pup, don't it, Lum?
Yeah, yeah. Might be a little big, but I figured give her up more of her hair that way.
Yeah.
It ain't safe to have any policemen notice she's got brown hair.
Yeah, I'll tell you, maybe she ought to keep the hat on the whole trip, too, you know?
Well, she ought to till she gets out of the state, leastways.
Oh, well, I want to keep it on. I like it.
Well, now, is there anything else we ought to get her now, Lum? We better hurry.
Well, let's see. We got that hand satchel.
Yeah.
And extra clothes to go in.
And a toothbrush.
Yeah, and she ought to have some oranges, too. You can't make a train trip without oranges.
Oh, that's right. Fact is, I hear it's a good idea to take quite a batch of vittles on the train with you nowadays.
Yeah, well, I always take oranges. Got to have them. Got to.
Oh, Abner. Hmm? Act like we're looking in the shop window here.
Huh?
Come on, sis. Hurry.
What do you want to look in here?
Don't look now, but there's a state policeman passing by us.
Oh. Oh, my. Look at the pretty junk in this window. Oh, I just love to look at that. Looky there.
Gee, do you think he's seen me?
No, I don't think so. He went right on by. Well, come on. Let's get inside the depot.
Yeah, wait a minute, Lum.
What's the matter?
Hey, dog, this junk in here is awful pretty, you know what? Look there. Genuine imitation ending moccasins. Believe I'll run in there and get me a pair of them.
Oh, for goodness sake. Come back here, Abner. The train's due in any minute.
Well, this won't take me no time at all.
Abner, come back. A fella your age can't go around buying moccasins.
Well, why can't I?
Well, you just can't, that's all. Ain't patriotic, for one thing.
Ain't patriotic?
Of course not.
Huh?
You ain't supposed to buy nothing you don't actually need nowadays. The government says so.
Yeah, well, maybe I need these, Lum.
Now, what in the world do you need with a pair of Indian moccasins?
I might meet an Indian or, well, I believe I need them to wear around the house. That's what I need them for, yeah.
You got some old slippers. There's plenty good enough for that. There's another thing the government wants you to do. Make what you got last as long as you can. Don't forget, Abner, we're in a war.
I know it, Lum, but just one little old pair of moccasins ain't.
Abner, every dollar you spend for something you don't need pushes the high cost of living up another notch. And if every one of us don't watch that, we're going to wind up with one of the worst dadgum depressions anybody's ever saw.
Yes, sir. The worst dadgum depressions anybody's ever saw.
Huh?
Ellie, what's your language? Come on, Abner. Let's get inside the depot.
Well, all right. Dad, blame it anyway.
Go on, sis. I'll hold the door for you. Hurry up, Abner.
I'm coming.
Just you stand here with Abner while I run over and buy your ticket. Sort of turn you back if you see any policemen around. But don't act suspicious.
No, I won't.
Dog, it all them moccasins cost us $2.89, and I got that much money right here with me.
You have, huh?
Yes, sir.
How much have you got?
I got over $3.
That's fine. Give it to Ellie, then.
Huh?
She'll need it. She ought to have some change in her pocketbook to make the trip home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you two wait right here. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, all right, Lum. Well, here's some money, sis.
Oh, no, you keep it. I won't need it. You buy the moccasins.
Oh, Lord me. I don't need them idiotic things. I just saying that to Lum. Now, here, you take the money.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, you take it. Lum's right about it. You can't travel around the country without no money.
Oh.
Now, here, right here. Now. Put it in your pocketbook. That's it.
Gee, thanks.
Oh, not at all. I don't want to be accused of raising a high cost of living. I'm just as patriotic as the next fella, yes, sir.
You're nice, too.
Oh, sassy friend.
Do you think I like Wisconsin? What's it like, anyways?
Know me, honey, I ain't for sure about it myself. I ain't never been there. It's up north, that's about all I know. Might be Eskimos there, I don't know.
Eskimos?
Yeah.
Ain't they in Alaska?
Yeah, well, they're all up through that north country there, I reckon.
Oh. Is Mr. Edwards' Aunt Minnie a Eskimo?
Eskimo? No. Doggies, leastways, I don't think she is. Of course, to be honest now, I never have met the woman. I might nigh sure Lum ain't one of them, though, and he's related to her. Oh, wait a minute. Aye, doggies, there's that wind machine. Come on, Ellie. Let's me and you get ourselves weighed. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, I know how much I weigh.
Yeah, but now this one here tells you a fortune, too. Come on over here.
Oh,
Hey, I'm interested in that fortune teller. Right here, I'll show you how it works. See? Just get right up on here, this little platform. Just stand right there, and then you take a penny and... Say, Ellie, I ought to hate to ask you this, but... Would you loan me a penny?
Oh, sure. You want more than that?
No, that's enough. Just give me a penny. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Now, see, I take the penny and put it right in this little slot right here now. Here. Out comes my fortune right here.
Yes, sir. I saw him before.
Hey, listen to this. You are talented, but your shyness is holding you back. You will soon take an important trip. That last part there must have been meant for you with your penny.
Well, that stuff ain't really true, is it?
Oh, why, sure it is. Of course, Lom claims it ain't, but I know better. Come on now, you stand on it once now. Just get right up here. Come on now, just put a penny right in this little place right here now. Come on.
I know how to do it.
I never knowed I was so talented. Reckon what I'm talented at. Maybe if I weren't so shy, I'd find out. What does your fortune say, Ellie?
Yeah, Oh, this is silly.
Well, what does it say?
It says, you excel at sports, and as a result, you receive much publicity. Try not to let this go to your head.
Yeah, let me see that.
Here, take it.
You excel at sports, and as a result, you receive much publicity. What sports are you good at, sis?
None that I know of.
Well, you must be good. I doggies, there's a train. Look at that. Come on.
We have to wait for Mr. Edwards.
Huh?
No, there he comes.
Oh, he's motioning for us to go outside. Come on. Here, I'll carry a hand satchel for you.
All right.
Hurry up, Abner. We don't want to miss the train.
Yeah, we're coming.
We're coming.
Hey, did you get the ticket all right, Long?
You're awful lucky to get one, though. Some feller just canceled the ticket, or we might not have got one at all.
Well, good for him. Good.
Come on, sis, right through the door.
Yes, sir.
Better get in line where them others are getting on the train there, right there.
Yes, sir.
You got a hand satchel, Abner?
Yeah, got it right here.
Good. Well, sis, I reckon this is goodbye.
I don't think I want to leave.
Oh, come now, honey. You have to go. It's all arranged.
Can't you come along with me?
I'm feared not, hon. But you like Aunt Minnie awful well. I know you will.
Well,
she'll be expecting you, too, because we'll send her a telegram.
Hey, Long. Huh? Look at that. See there, that state policeman? He's examining another young'un there before they get on the train. Look at that.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at him. He's asking them questions and all that. I thought we better run.
No, don't run. Just make us look more suspicious.
Well, what are we going to do?
I don't know, but don't act too nervous. You dropped something there.
Huh? Oh, that's just my fortune. Says I got talents and I'm going to take a trip, so they say.
Take a trip?
Yeah.
Hi, Granny's, wait a minute.
Huh?
Here, Abner, you take this ticket and get on the train.
Huh?
Go ahead. Well, goodbye, Admiral, old boy. I hope you have a nice trip. Goodbye. Goodbye. Say goodbye to him, please.
Goodbye, Mr. Peabody. Goodbye.
Well, here, wait a minute.
Send
here.
Us a postcard, Abner. Goodbye.
Come on, old-timer. Get aboard. We ain't got all day.
Yeah, but now, here, look
hurry
at
up,
it.
Up, Grandpa.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Abner. Come on, sis.
Gee, do you think Mr. Abner will like your Aunt Minnie?
Oh, he'll never get that, sir. They'll put him off the train as soon as they find out he's got a half-fare ticket.
Well, how'll he get back?
Oh, my granny. It's too late. He sees us.
Who sees us? The policeman?
No, a feller from home. Squire Skimp. Granny, he would have to show up right now.
Well, fancy seeing you here long.
Oh, howdy, Squire.
Well, who's the charming little lady you have here with you, Lom?
Why, she just got in.
Well,
on the train.
Mm-hmm.
She's
It was an awful nice trip, too, Uncle Lum.
This is my niece, Squire. My niece, Mary. Yeah, she just got in on the train.
Well, how do you do, Miss Mary?
How do you do?
Are you planning on visiting our fair city, I suppose?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's fine. Yes, that is fine indeed. Fine indeed. I know you'll enjoy it. Fine town, Pine Ridge. Very nice place. By the way, Lum, have you got a way back to Pine Ridge?
Well, yeah, we have. Thanks just the same, Squire. I got Cedric's car.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. I'll just ride back with you then.
Huh?
That is, of course, if you don't mind.
Oh, no. No, of course not.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. I didn't have a way out. Well, let's get started then, if you're ready.
Yeah, come on, sis. Mary.
By George, you know, I could swear that I've seen this youngster before someplace.
No, I'm sure you ain't never saw her, Squire. She's never been here before.
No. Well, it might have been that I've seen her picture in the paper or something like that. Could that have been possible, Mary?
Yes, sir, that might be.
Huh?
You see, I excel in sports, and as a result, I receive much publicity.
Oh, I see.
But I try not to let it go to my head.
Yeah, that's a good girl. Good girl.